Chapter 11. It was still warm as darkness fell when the Red Wallers stopped by the water. Enjoying a faint breeze, talk turned to the life of Redwall Abbey and gradually to Martha's story. Bragoon and Sorrow, who had become very fond of the pretty young hermaid, listened intently. Abbot Carroll, Sister Setiva, Torn, and Sister Portula all contributed to the narrative, with Martha filling in the details. When the tale ended, Bragoon sat staring at the hermaid's unmoving footpaws, peeping from under her lap rug. The ageing otter's voice was extremely sympathetic.
What a terrible thing to happen to a young'un. And you've never been able to walk since you can first remember?
Martha shook her head.
No, sir, though 'tis not for the want of trying. I collapse every time I do, as if my footpaws were held there by two pieces of wet string.
Sorrow was impressed by the young one's frankness.
That's a hard thing for any beast to bear. If you don't mind me asking, Martha, what do you do with yourself all day?
Martha shrugged.
Oh, I get around. There's always my kind friends to push me, though I can wheel myself around if I need to. I do a lot of reading and studying too. Oh, that reminds me. Sister Portula, I left your book in the gatehouse. Old Fred's still up. I can see the light at his window from here. Let's pay him a visit.
They all strolled across to the gatehouse with Bragoon and Sorrow pushing Martha's chair. Unusually for Fred, he was wide awake and answered the door promptly.
Young Martha, I was hoping you'd come. I see you brought all your friends, eh? Well, come in, every beast. You'll have to find somewhere to sit. There's not much room, you know.
Fred spoke to the latch as he closed the door behind them.
Got something to show this hermaid, haven't we?
Martha sat up eagerly.
Have you found anything, sir?
The old hedgehog sat on the side of his bed, opening Sister Portula's book at a page he had marked.
Found something? The moment that race was over and I could rescue my armchairs back in here, I did some serious reading. There's more important things in life than running oneself silly around wall tops, you know. After all, Martin the Warrior sent you a message that mustn't be ignored, Missy.
Bragoon suddenly became interested.
Martin the Warrior sent you a message, Martha. What did he say?
The hermaid explained.
I fell asleep near the tapestry. Martin and another young mouse named Sister Amel appeared to me. Martin told me to read, because reading is knowledge. Then Sister Amel spoke this rhyme to me. Well, once I dwelt in Loam Hedge, my secret lies hid from view. The tale of how I learned to walk when once I was as you. Though you cannot go there, look out for two who may. Travellers from out the past, returning here some day.
Sorrow looked very serious.
I remember Martin the Warrior spoke to me in Bragg when we were young.
Abbot Carroll peered over his spectacles in astonishment.
Martin spoke to you too? Did he really?
Sorrow kept her face straight.
Oh, aye. I'll tell you what he said. Seek adventure, little mates. Go ye forth from Redwall's gates. Both of ye, wild and unchecked. Be gone, afore my abbey's wrecked.
Bragoon chuckled.
She's only joking, of course.
Old Fred glared at them both.
This is no joking matter. As soon as I saw you down by the pond today, I knew you were the two travellers from out of the past. The two that Sister Amel's poem spoke of, right?
Horty's eyes went wide as saucers.
Right indeed, what?
Fred tapped the open book he held.
Stop jabbering and listen. Please, this is most important. I have found the story of Sister Amel. It was written by another, Recorder Scritum. He was the Loamhedge brother who put most of this story together. And very well he did it, too. Listen to this.
They sat entranced as Fred's wavery tones brought the past back to life for them.
The plague has come to Loamhedge. A great sickness is upon us. This morning, we buried four. Three sisters and one brother.